In the day's other news, Russia's war in Ukraine passed the three-month mark with no end in sight. The head of the Russian Security Council said Moscow is not chasing deadlines, but its bombing of cities has intensified across Ukraine's Donbas region. Meanwhile, the mayor of Mariupol reported finding 200 bodies in a collapsed building. And the U.S. Treasury Department announced it will bar Russia from using American banks to repay bondholders. That could cause the Kremlin to default this summer. We'll return to all of this later in the program. President Biden has wound up his trip to Asia, warning that the world must do more against Russian aggression. In Tokyo today, he met with leaders of Japan, India, and Australia, where he pushed for stronger military and economic ties and for greater action to defend Ukraine.
We're navigating a dark hour in our shared history. The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe, and innocent civilians have killed in the streets, and millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled. And this is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue.
The president's message appeared aimed partially at India, which has yet to join in sanctions against Russia. And as the leaders met, Russia and China conducted joint flights near Japan's airspace. The Japanese defense minister called it an increased level of provocation. A Russian court today rejected Alexei Navalny's appeal of his 9-year prison sentence for fraud. The opposition leader says the charge is politically motivated. Navalny appeared in court via a video feed from the prison colony where he's already serving time for a probation violation. He criticized President Vladimir Putin for starting what he called a stupid war in Ukraine. The World Health Organization is expressing confidence that an outbreak of monkeypox is controllable. As of today, there have been more than 130 confirmed cases and another 106 probables in 19 countries since early May. But in Geneva, WHO officials said the risk is low because the virus does not spread as easily as COVID-19.
What we know from this virus and these modes of transmission, this outbreak can still be contained. And it is the objective of the World Health Organization and member states to contain this outbreak and to stop it.
Most monkeypox cases have been in Europe, which raised alarms since the virus is rarely seen outside of Africa. But one WHO official urged calm today, saying, quote, "Let's not make a mountain out of a molehill." Back in this country, births were up 1% last year to nearly 3.7 million. The CDC says that's still about 86,000 lower than before the pandemic. The latest numbers marked a slight uptick from 2020, when Americans had the fewest babies in more than 40 years. An independent commission today recommended new names for Fort Bragg and 8 other U.S. Army posts that are now named for Confederate officers. It's part of a military effort to address racial justice issues. Among others, Fort Bragg in North Carolina would be renamed Fort Liberty, and in Georgia, Fort Gordon would become Fort Eisenhower. Automaker Hyundai is recalling 239,000 cars in the U.S. because seatbelt parts can explode and injure drivers and passengers. The problem involves the pretensioners that tighten the belts in a crash. The recall expands 3 previous ones and includes Accent and Elantra models from 2019 through 2022. And on Wall Street, tech and communication stocks led the market mostly lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average managed to gain 48 points to close at 31,928. The Nasdaq fell 270 points, 2%. The S&P 500 slipped 32. Still to come on the NewsHour, a rise of new COVID infections raises questions about the U.S.'s current approach to the pandemic. We speak to a Ukrainian coerced into leaving his home for Russia, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.